Now, in the holy letters of the Rebbe, so we're up to letter number 1683, and this is dated Gimel Tammuz in Tavshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. Shalom Avracha. Apparently, this person brought upon himself various afflictions. I guess we were talking about, as we'll see from the Rebbe's response, we were talking about how sometimes people, in order for them to gain forgiveness for past misdeeds, so what they would do is they would afflict themselves, and that pain was sort of supposed to be as an atonement for that. But of course, in Chassidus, and the view, as we'll see, the Rebbe will bring it down, that's not the right approach. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Avrocha. So the Rebbe writes like this, I was in pain based upon the reports I've received. Your face, you don't look good. You know, looking at you, it's not very, it doesn't make you very happy. In other words, doesn't seem like he's doing so well. And the Rebbe says, it appears that once again, you have started in the path of afflictions and torturing yourself and not paying attention to your health, the bodily health. Even though that you know the ruling of the Rambam in the laws of Deis, Reish Perek Dal, beginning of Perek Dal, that for a person's body to be healthy and wholesome is the ways of Hashem. This is an instruction of God. And it's also known, the ruling which is brought down in the code of law, the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, in the laws of damages of the body and soul in section 4, and this is quoting the language of the Alter Rebbe. A person has no rights at all over his body, at all. Not to beat it, not to shame it, and not to cause it any pain, any possible pain, even with eating or drinking. Exception, unless he does it in a way of teshuvah, so then, if that is done for the repentance, so then that becomes good for him, because that's repentance, so that's not bad for him. However, since the Alter Rebbe already written in Igeres HaTshuvah, and the letter of Tshuva, the Alter Rebbe writes that in our generations, the path of Teshuva is in a different way. It's not through fasting. So therefore, so there can be no longer a reason for Teshuva, because that's not the way we do Teshuva today. So therefore, everything that it says before, in the language of the Alter Rebbe's pure Shulchan Aruch, so the ruling is that you have no rights to torture and afflict yourself. So how, the Rebbe says, in Yiddish, the Rebbe says, how much longer are you not going to listen, and you're going to insisting on doing the way it seems to you? And the Rebbe also says, for sure you've seen the letter of the Baal Shem Tov to his student, the Baal HaTildes, Tildes Yaakov Yosef, that was printed in Atomim, one that's printed in Atomim, etc., etc. And the Rebbe says, I look forward for good news in this aspect. So the Rebbe is not happy when people are afflicting themselves or doing this. But by the way, the Rebbe himself was a pretty regular faster. I mean, what the Rebbe can do, you know, that anytime the Rebbe went to the cemetery of his father-in-law, which in some years it was very, very often, like on a regular basis, the Rebbe would never eat before going to the cemetery. He would drink something, but not eat. So that means that the Rebbe would be fasting, you know, the Rebbe would come back sometimes, you know, late in the day. So those were all fast days for the Rebbe. So as much as the Rebbe didn't encourage fast days, but it's still, you know.